重要的历史。
Exodus it has been shown as a very part of history, very important part of history.
充满着神的爱，充满着神的恩典。
In this history, it is filled with God's love and grace.
所以不断的被这些古圣徒，被这些先知们他们来述说。
And for this reason, it has been continuously repeated by many prophets and ancient believers.
在这些先知的信息里头，他们总是要提起出埃及的这件事情。
Often prophets mention this part of history.
在诗篇里头的作者，他们也是一样，常常来提起出埃及的事情。
And also the authors of Psalms had repeated this history.
就是到了新约时代的使徒们他们也要常常提起这一段的历史。
And even in the New Testament, the apostles repeated this history.
在神的恩典神的作为里头对我们今天也有他的一些意表跟重要的意义。
And among this God's grace and love, it has prefigured for us an important meaning.
在圣经里头很多的人物或者事迹他不是只是单纯的在历史上发生过的事情而已。
And the stories in the examples given to us in the Bible was not merely a description and a recording.
常常这里头有神所要给我们去思想的一些意表跟意义。
But in it prefigures a meaning that God wants us to meditate upon.
请我们来看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章第一节
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1
弟兄们我不愿意你们不晓得我们的祖宗从前都在云下都从海中经过
Chapter 10 verse 1 Moreover brethren I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud all passed through the sea
从这里我们一看就知道保罗在讲的是出埃及的事情。
From this verse, we very evidently tells us that Paul is referring to Exodus.
保罗在讲的就是过红海的那一件神迹。
He is referring to the passing the Red Sea's miracle.
第二节都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
Verse 2, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
这样的一个神的作为里头有着他很重要的意表。
And this is an important meaning.Hidden in God's work.
这在意表着我们今天的洗礼。
And this prefigures today's baptism.
第三节，并且都吃了一样的灵食。
Verse 3, all ate the same spiritual food.
第四节，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的就是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
Verse 4, and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
这些以色列百姓在旷野，他们吃天上所赐下来的玛纳。
The Israelites ate the manna given to them from above.
有几次的神也从磐石出水来让他们来解他们的口渴。
And there were times that God gave them water from rock in order to quench their thirst.
在这里，保罗就提到。那个磐石就意表着主耶稣基督。
And here Paul refers the rock as a prefiguration of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督总是在我们的生活当中。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is in our daily life.
在旷野路上，神是如何的来养活他们
？And how God has fed them in the journey of the wilderness.
今天我们在主耶稣基督里头我们重生了。我们得着了属灵的生命。
Today, we have been reborn in Christ. We have once again gained a new life.
当时的以色列人，他们需要物质上的食物，物质上的水。
Back in Exodus, the Israelites need the physical food and the physical drink.
今天我们不但需要这些，我们也需要属灵的食物，属灵的水。
But today, not only do we need the physical food and drink, but we also need the spiritual food and drink.
当时的百姓他们需要拾起玛纳。
Back in the Exodus, the Israelites need to collect manna.
是的，玛纳是从天上降下来的。
Yes, the manna was given to them from heaven.
但是百姓他们要每天的去拾起。
but the people needed to go and collect them.
今天我们可以很方便的有这一本圣经，有神的话语，神的教训。
Today we have the Holy Bible and we have God's teachings with us.
我们也是一样要努力的每天去拾取。
And likewise, we need to daily go and do the work of collecting it.
当时他们需要物质的水。
The Israelites needed the physical drink.
那我们今天我们也需要属灵的水。
And likewise today, we need the spiritual drink.
在祷告里头，我们祈求圣灵，我们领受圣灵，我们被圣灵充满。
And in our prayer, we ask for the Holy Spirit. We are filled with the Holy Spirit.
出埃及这件事情对我们信仰的道路还带给我们哪些的意义呢？
So what other meaning does coming out of Egypt brings us?
当时的百姓他们必须要出埃及。
Back in the times, the Israelites needed to leave Egypt.
他们是神的百姓。
Because they are God's people.
但是他们在埃及的地方，在当时的社会，他们的身份只是奴隶。
But back then, their status were only slaves.
他们必须要出埃及，他们来重新领受那个尊贵的身份。
They need to leave Egypt in order to receive their precious status once again.
我们请看出埃及记第一章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 1.
出埃及记第一章十四节。
Exodus chapter 1 verse 14.
埃及人使他们因做苦工觉得命苦，无论是和泥或是做砖，做各样田间各样的工，在一切的工上都严严的待他们。
Verse 14, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar, in brick, and in manner of service in the field. All their service in which they made made them serve was with rigor.
这些以色列人在埃及他们受到埃及人的苦待。
The Israelites, they were treated harshly in Egypt by the Egyptians.
所有这些粗重的工作都落在他们的肩上。
They gave them all the hardest work.
虽然他们人很多，但是他们没有政治地位，他们没有军事力量。
Even though they were great in number, but the Israelites were not given political status, nor did they had army.
所以虽然是被不公平的对待，但是他们没有力量来反抗。
Even though they were treated unfairly, yet they did not have the power to fight back.
甚至法老王想要把他们这个民族给灭掉。
To the point that even the Pharaoh was going to annihilate them.
第一章二十二节，法老吩咐他的众民说：“以色列人所生的男孩，你们都要丢在河里；一切的女孩，你们却要存留他的性命。”一章二十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 22. So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, "Every son who is born, you shall cast into the river, and every daughter, you shall save alive."
如果这样继续下去，这个民族会被灭掉。
If this was continued, then this race will be annihilated.
所以当时的以色列人，他们不但受苦，而且他们是没有希望的。
So back, the Israelites were not only suffering, but they did not have any hope.
所以神带领他们来出了埃及。
And therefore, God needed to take them from Egypt.
不但他让他们脱离被辖制受苦。
Not only to take them away from their suffering,
更是要让他们重新的来领受那个尊贵的身份。
But for them to be able to re-receive their precious status.
我们请看出埃及记十九章。
Turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章第四节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 4.
神说：“我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，而且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。”
Verse 4, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
对当时的以色列人来讲，出埃及是一件不可能的事。
For the Israelites, to leave Egypt was an impossible task.
所以这完全是出于神的作为。
So all this comes out of God's work.
这些都是当时的以色列人他们所看见他们所经历的。
And this was all that they are seeing and all they are experiencing.
神好像那有力的鹰将他们背在翅膀上来归回神。
It seems to them that God is the mighty eagle that carries them on the wing.
常常心想不一定会事成。
Many times we might think about it, but may not necessarily come to reality.
这就是人有限的地方。
And this reflects the limits of man.
这些以色列人当然他们心想着期望着能够摆脱埃及人的辖制。
The Israelites, they dreamed to be able to escape from the control of the Egyptians.
他们心这样想，但是他们无能为力。
Even though they have that thought,in them, yet they have no power to accomplish it.
只有神介入了，他们才这样的事情才有可能。
Only with God's interference was this able to become possible.
所以这时候他们已经真的离开了埃及。
And now, at this moment, they really truly left Egypt.
他们也过了红海。
They crossed the Red Sea.
他们完全的摆脱了埃及人的控制。
They completely have left behind the control of the Egyptians.
他们真的自由了。
They are truly free.
他们真的可以有自己的国家了。
They now can have a nation of their own.
第五节，如今你们若实在听我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my commandment, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
在埃及的时候，他们的身份就是仆人，就是奴隶。
Back in Egypt, the Israelites were treated and they are slaves.
谁晓得他们是神的百姓？
Who knew they are God's people?
这些埃及人根本不会以你是神的儿女来对待他们。
They weren't the Egyptians would definitely not treat them as God's chosen children.
现在真的出了埃及。
But now that they have left Egypt,
神说你们要成为我的子民。
God here tells them that you shall be my people.
第六节。
Verse 6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
出埃及就是为了来领受这一个尊贵的身份，跟尊贵的职分。
The purpose of leaving Egypt is so that they can receive this precious status and this precious role.
身份上他们是神的百姓。
Their status, their role is God's chosen people.
职分上、工作上他们是来服侍神的，是祭司的国度。
Their role and the responsibility is to be priests and to serve God.
今天这也是我们的经历跟我们的恩典。
And likewise, this shall be also our experience and our grace.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章第一节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
八章第一节，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Romans chapter 8 verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
今天我们都在主耶稣基督里头。
Today we're all in Christ.
这里说我们就不被定罪了。
And here says there will be no condemnation upon us.
意思就是说我们本来是罪人。
Which in other words, it means that we were once sinners.
一个罪人就必须要接受审判，被定罪。
If we are a sinner, then we must receive judgment and punishments.
那今天我们在主耶稣基督里头就不被定罪了。
But here says that because we are in Christ, there are now no condemnation.
因为我们已经出了埃及。
Because we have left Egypt.
第二节，因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
所以罪的结果就是死。
The consequences of sin is death.
那有死就知道是有罪。
Because there is death, we know there is sin.
所以这个罪跟死它是一体的两面。
And death and sin is the two sides of the same coin.
在亚当里头，这是我们本来人的一个处境，一个现象。
In Adam, that was our status.
所以在神的面前，在亚当里头，我们是所谓的罪人。
Therefore, before Christ and in Adam, we are considered as sinners.
这个也不单只是道德上的所谓的过犯。
It is not only a trespass of our moral.
这是在神的眼中我们跟神的关系。
It is also a relationship that reflects us and God.
那以色列人出了埃及，他们重新得回了他们的尊贵的身份。
But once the Israelites left Egypt, they have regained their status.
今天在主耶稣基督里头，我们受洗，我们重新得着神儿女的身份。
Today, as we were baptized in Christ, we have once again regained the precious status of God's children.
再请看加拉太书第四章。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，但从前你们不认识神的时候，是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆。
Verse 8, but then indeed, when you did not know God, you served those which by nature are not God's.
所以我们本来这个是罪人甚至呢是在黑暗，是在魔鬼的辖制之下。
We were once sinners, and we live in sin under the control of Satan.
那 第六节
Verse 6,
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying out, Abba Father.
所以今天我们不但领受洗礼我们还可以领受圣灵。
Today, not only have we received water baptism, we have also received the Holy Spirit.
来证明我们是神的儿女。
To prove that we are the children of God.
这以色列人他们必须要出埃及。
The Israelites, they must leave Egypt.
这样在他们的人生里头才会有真正的目标跟理想。
And so in their life, they can have a goal and a hope.
他们生活在埃及的时候，他们也都非常的努力。
Even though when they live in Egypt, they try very hard.
他们实在也完成了很伟大的工作。
And they have accomplished great works.
看回出埃及记第一章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 1.
出埃及记第一章十一节。
Exodus chapter 1, verse 11.
于是埃及人派督工的辖制他们加重加重担苦害他们。他们为法老建了两座饥祸城。就是比东和兰塞。
11. Therefore, they set taskmaster over them to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramses.
在当时的埃及有很多的很宏伟的建筑。
Back in that time period, Egypt has accomplished many great buildings.
这个都可以成为历史上的这个很伟大的伟大的建筑。
And they are not only great buildings for that time period, but throughout human history.
那 这些是当时的这些以色列人，他们做苦工来完成的宏伟的建筑物。
And we can attribute this work to the Israelites who has helped to build.
好像是有很大的很大的成就。
It seems that they have accomplished great things.
但是在现实的生活里头，他们是做苦工的，他们是充满着很多的叹息。
But in reality, they labor to do this, and they are filled with toil and pains.
看到那么伟大的工程完成了，他们并没有欢喜。
And even though they have seen such an accomplishment, yet they are not joyful.
因为他们的生活是痛苦的，是绝望的。
Because their life is filled with hopelessness.
并没有完成伟大的工程而有的那种欢喜。
They do not have the joy after accomplishing such a great task.
在这种痛苦绝望当中，他们哀求神。
And in this pain and toil, they cry out to God.
神听见了他们的哀求。
God has heard their cry.
神纪念神跟他们的祖先亚伯拉罕所立的约。
God remembers the covenant between him and Abraham.
所以神要救他们来出埃及。
And therefore, God will save them out of Egypt.
无论在埃及有多么的努力完成多么宏伟的事情。
No matter how many great works they have accomplished in the land of Egypt.
对他们来讲，这都不是真正的目标，不是真正的理想。
As for the Israelites, these are not their goal nor their dreams.
工程越伟大，更越是增加他们的悲伤，他们的痛苦。
The greater the work, the greater their pain.
除了埃及，他们才会有真正的目。真正的目标。
And unless they are able to leave Egypt, then they can have a true goal.
神是要给他们有真正的目标跟理想。
God wants to give them that true goal and that true dream.
我们请看出埃及记三章的第八节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3, verse 8.
第一句话，神说，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔流奶以蜜之地。
Verse 8, So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them out from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites.
进入神所应许的迦南美地，那个才是真正的目标。
To enter into the promised land, that is their goal.
所以他们必须要出埃及。
And therefore, they must leave Egypt.
今天我们也是要从某个地方出来。
Likewise, today we may have to leave from a certain place.
这样我们才能够有那真正的目标跟理想。
And so we can have our goal and dream.
我们请看启示录十八章。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录十八章第四节。
Revelation chapter 18, verse 4.
第四节，我又听见从天上有声音说：“我的民啊，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同受罪，受他所受的灾殃。”
18 verse 4, And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues.
这里在告诉我们，当时的以色列人，他们必须要出埃及。
Here tells us that the Israelites, they need to leave Egypt.
那在第四节这里告诉我们说要从那个女人出来。
Here verse 4 says that they must leave out of her.
那
这 out of her.
这个女人是谁？
Who is this her referring to?
我们请看17章的18节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 17, verse 18.
18节，你所看见的那女人，就是管辖地上众王的大臣。
Verse 18, And the woman whom you saw is that great city which regions, reigns over the kings of the earth.
所以说那个女人，就是这个世界上的大城市。
So this woman referring to the great cities on this earth.
再看18章的第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 18, verse 2.
第二节，他大声喊着说：“巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了，成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴，并各样污秽可憎之雀鸟的巢穴。”
Verse 2, And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every false spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird.
今天的基督徒要从那个女人出来。
Today, as Christians, we must leave out of that woman.
就是这个女人就是那些大的城市。
And this woman is referring to the great cities on earth.
那这些大的城市在这里用巴比伦的这个大的城市来做代表。
And they use Babylon as a representation of the great city.
那这个大的城市是有它的吸引力的。
Yes, indeed, there is a great attraction for the great city.
虽然在第二节说其实是充满着鬼魔，是鬼魔的住处，充满各样污秽的灵。
And even though in verse 2 describes this great city as a dwelling place of demon.
但是它却是那么的吸引人。
Yet it is still so attractive.
人都往大的城市去迁移。
All men moves towards the big great city.
在大的城市有很多的财富。
Because in great city there is great wealth.
在大的城市里头有很多的挑战。
In the great city there are great trials.
在大的城市里头有很多的机会。
In this great city there are great opportunities.
第三节，因为列国都被他邪淫大怒的酒倾倒了，地上的君王以他行淫，地上的客商因他奢华太过就花了财。
Verse 3, for all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury.
做大生意的人一定要往大城市去。
For someone who does a great business, they must head towards the great city.
这些政治的人物也一定要把握住的这些大的城市。
Just like the politicians, they must...grasp hold of the opportunity given to them by the great city.
很多人大城市里头的种种就是他们的理想，就是他们的目标。
And for many, the opportunities given to them in the great city is their dream.
但是在第四节告诉我们说，我们要从那个女人出来。
But here verse 4 tells us that we must come out of her.
我们才能够有真正的目标跟理想。
For then we can have our true goal and true dream.
我们所在的洛杉矶，这也是不但是美国，也是世界级的大都市。
Here, Los Angeles is not only in the United States, but is a world representation of a great city.
今天我们一样的，跟很多人一样，我们需要有工作，我们需要赚钱养家。
Like many people, we too also need a work. We need to feed our family.
所以我们并不是离开这个洛杉矶。
Therefore, we're not saying to leave Great Los Angeles.
这个离开，从那个女人出来，这是在讲的另外的层面。
But here saying come out of her is referring to a different aspect.
就是不去沾染这里头的污秽。
Is to not be tainted with the dirt and...of this great city.
不要去受不好的这个风气潮流所来影响。
To not be influenced by the trend of this great city.
我们看主耶稣是怎么说的。
Let's see what Jesus Christ tells us.
请看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章十五节。
John chapter 17, verse 15.
十五节，主耶稣说：“我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。”
Verse 15, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one.
这是主耶稣为我们的祷告。
This is Lord Jesus Christ's prayer for us.
他不是叫我们离开这个世界。
He is not telling us to leave the world.
他不是叫我们说你要离开洛杉矶。
He is not telling us to leave Los Angeles.
他说我们要保守，我们要脱离那个恶者。
But what he is telling us is that he should keep from the evil one.
就是我们要保守住我们的信仰。
And that means that we should keep our faith.
我们要保守住走在神的教训、神的道理里头。
We should keep ourselves on God's words and in God's teachings.
我们要有神的爱一直在我们的生活里头。
We should have God's love among our life.
十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节，他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
Chapter 17, verse 16. They are not of the world.Just as I am not of the world.
所以我们生活在洛杉矶，但是在很多的层面，我们不属这个洛杉矶。
Even though we live in Los Angeles, but in many aspects of our life, we do not belong to LA.
很多的潮流不是我们要追随的。
There are many trends that we should not be pursuing.
很多的场所不是我们所要去的。
There are many locations and places that we should not be going.
那我们再看启示录十二章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章第六节。
Revelation chapter 12.
十二章第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节，妇人就逃到旷野，在那里有神给她预备的地方， 使他被养活1260天。
Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1260 days.
我们要从那个女人出来，那我们要到旷野去。
We need to leave, come out of the woman and go into the wilderness.
再请看14节。
Verse 14.
于是有大鹰的两个翅膀赐给那妇人，叫她能飞到旷野，到自己的地方。躲避那蛇，在那里他被养活一载、两载、半载。
Verse 14 of the same chapter. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and a half a time from the presence of the serpent.
我们生活在洛杉矶，但是我们要有我们自己的旷野。
Even though we live in LA, but we need to have our own wilderness.
这个十四节说，这个妇人要回到旷野，那个旷野是自己的地方。
Here in verse 14 says, the woman flew into the wilderness, and this wilderness is her place.
这个是我们在这个世界上的一个很重要的、真正的我们的目标、我们的理想。
And this should be our true goal in this world.
我们的教会要成为我们的旷野。
Our church should become our wilderness.
我们的家要成为我们的旷野。
Our home should become our wilderness.
我们从那个里面出来，我们要进入旷野。
We should come out of the great city and go into the wilderness.
我们要照着神给我们的恩典，神给我们的指示，我们来建设我们的家庭，我们的教会。
And we should build our home, our family, and our church according to God's instruction and grace.
今天对很多人来讲，到教会啊，这好像是一件很无聊的事情。
To many people today, going to church seems like a boring task.
因为在我们教会里头，也不敲锣打鼓的电吉他等等这些热闹的乐器。
Because at church, you will not find fun music with electric guitars and so on.
所以在这里从很多人来看是没有什么乐趣可言。
And so here at church, in other words, you don't find any entertainment.
所以对很多人来看，这是一个旷野。
And therefore, to many people to say, church has become a wilderness.
其实。对我们来讲，这是沙漠中的绿洲。
But for us, this church is the oasis within the wilderness.
如果我们是努力的照着神的恩典、神的教训来建设我们的家、我们的教会。
If we build our church and our family according to God's instructions.
我们请参考《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter 2,
44节
verse 44.
43节
verse 43.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多神迹奇事。
Verse 43. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles.
在这里这里说到耶路撒冷的教会有神的同在，神的能力。
Here refers to the abidance of God within the church of Jerusalem.
44节，信的人都在一处，凡物共用。
Verse 44, now all who believe were together and had all things in common.
45节，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Verse 45, and sold their possession and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need.
在这里他们过着爱的生活。
In this place, they live a life of love.
46节，他们天天同心合意的恒切在殿里，并且在家中拨饼，存着诚实欢喜的心用饭。
Verse 46, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart.
他们在一起存着欢喜敬畏的心，一起来团契，一起来敬畏神。
And here, with a reverence and a gladness of heart, they come together to worship God.
神的爱 充满在他们的当中。
And God's love fills among them.
四十七节
Verse 47.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
这样的一个场所怎么会是旷野？
Such a place, how can it be a wilderness?
其实是沙漠中 的这个利州，是一个让人得到安歇，让人得着重新得力的地方。
But instead, it's actually an oasis within the wilderness. It's a place where men can have rest and have peace.
那我们必须要从那个女人出来。
That we must leave or come out of the woman.
那才能够有 更多的时间、力量、专注。来建设我们的家，建设我们的教会。
So we can have more time, more energy to come and build our church and our family.
所以我们住在洛杉矶，但是在很多层面，我们并不属这个洛杉矶。
Even though we live in LA, but we do not belong to LA.
我们的目标是来建设我们的家，我们的教会。
Our goal is to build the church, build our family.
我们的理想是这个教会成为我们所谓的我们的地方，我们的旷野。
And for our goal is so that this church becomes our wilderness, our place.
但是在属灵的层面，这是利州。
But in spiritual, in the spiritual aspect, this place is the oasis.
那从巴比伦出来我们真正的目标是将来永恒的天国。
And leaving out of Babylon, our ultimate goal is heavenly kingdom.
我们再看回出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn back to Exodus.
出埃及记
chapter 20.
二十章第一节。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 1.
神吩咐这一切的话。
And God spoke all these words, saying.
二十一章第一节。
Chapter 21, verse 1.
你在百姓面前所要立的典章是这样。
Now these are the judgments which you shall set before them.
这些以色列人他们必须要出埃及。
The Israelites, they must leave Egypt.
对他们来讲第三个目的跟意义。
And the third purpose of leaving Egypt is.
就是他们是神的儿女，他们要有他们神儿女过着新的生活的一些准则。
They are God's children, and as God's children, they have God's laws and standards that they must live by.
所以在这里，神借着摩西颁布给他们这些诫命，律例典章。
And here, through Moses, God has given them God's laws and commandments.
他们形成一个新的国家。
Now they form a new nation.
是一个属神的团体。
It's a group that belongs to God.
他们不再是奴隶。
They are no longer slaves.
所以他们要有新的生活。
And therefore they should have a new life.
所以神给他们这个新的生活的准则。
And so God has given them instructions to this new life.
那今天我们在主耶稣基督里头。
And likewise today we are in Christ.
我们不再是罪人，我们是神的儿女。
We are no longer sinners, but we are God's children.
所以保罗说我们要脱去旧人，要穿上新人。
And therefore, Paul encourages that we should take off our old man and wear the new man.
我们生活在洛杉矶，我们要在洛杉矶这里来成为主耶稣的见证。
We live in LA and we shall be God's testimony in LA.
不但用我们的嘴巴去做见证。
Not only do we testify with our mouth.
我们用我们的行为来见证。
But we testify with our actions.
今天的人，很多人不太，一开始他是不愿意听所谓的你跟他讲道理，跟他说教。
In today's world, there are many who do not want to hear what you are about to preach to them.
很多人一开始的所谓神的福音、神的道理，他是用看见的。
For many, the first impression of God's word and God's teaching is through their eyes.
我们要成为见证。成为神的信息。
And therefore, we should become God's witness. We should become God's message.
神将我们做神儿女的生活准则来赐给我们。
God has already given us the standards and instructions of how to live a life of God's children.
那我们要努力的，既然 啊，已经出了埃及，我们就要守神的这些啊这些教训。
And now that we have already left Egypt, we must live according to God's instructions.
但是我们看到这些以色列人啊，他们却常常是不守神的教训，是迷糊的。
But if we look at the Israelites, there are many times they do not obey God's laws and they live in a life of confusion.
他们亲眼看见神的作为，他们自己也亲身体验了。
They themselves have witnessed God's work.
但是他们心里常常是迷糊的。
But they still are confused at heart.
他们忘记了他们已经出了埃及。
They have forgotten that they are no longer in Egypt.
那今天我们常常也是这样子。
And likewise today,
我们有圣经。
We have the Holy Bible.
我们有圣灵。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们也领受各样的恩惠。
And we have received all kinds of grace.
那我们是不是也常常像以色列人心里是迷糊的呢？
But are we just like the Israelites who are confused at heart?
这些以色列人他们很怕受苦。
The Israelites, they are afraid.To be toiled.
所以在旷野的路上，一有了苦，他们就埋怨神。
Therefore, every time when they encounter hardship, they will complain to God.
为什么我们会迷糊？
Why are we confused at times?
因为我们也怕苦。
Because we are afraid of labor and toil.
他们也会去想念在埃及那种小小的恩典。
Just like the Israelites, sometimes they reminisce about the small grace given to them in Egypt.
他们在怀念着说，在埃及他们有韭菜，有黄瓜，甚至坐在肉锅旁。
Just like they will reminisce about the food, the meat, the chives that they have back in Egypt.
有时候我们还是会去怀念那个过去的旧的生活。
Just like sometimes we reminisce our old life.
这就是为什么以色列人他们心里是迷糊的。
And this is why Israelites are confused at heart.
这也是为什么我们有时候在信仰的道路上也是迷糊的。
This is also the reason why in the journey of faith we are sometimes confused at heart.
我们要立志在信仰的道路上面，不怕受苦。
We should determine not to be afraid to encounter toil and labor in the journey of faith.
其实在旷野所受的苦跟在埃及所受的苦，那应该是算不得什么。
In actuality, it is incomparable the harshness that they receive in the wilderness comparing to the harshness they receive back in Egypt.
但是这就是人的软弱。
But this is human weakness.
求主耶稣带领帮助我们。
May God help us and lead us.
让我们能够常常的警醒。
That we can be alert at all times.
让我们愿意在信仰的道路上面来接受锻炼甚至受一些苦。
That we are willing to receive training and harshness in our journey of faith.
求神帮助我们保守我们的心。
May God keep our hearts and preserve them.
不再去贪念这个世界上的一些小小的小小的恩惠。
That we no longer greed for the small grace given to us by this world.
那我们现在一起同心跪下来做我们结束的祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray to conclude this morning's services.